If you want something to talk about around the water cooler, if you're ever looking for a resource, I suggest you go to mirsnews.com. They have this quote of the day. It's usually on the top fold of the page on the right-hand side. Today's reads, and I quote, "I don't think many people realize that MPSERS might have declared war on men." That's from Jim Pearson, who's a Huron Valley Schools retiree, complaining that the Michigan Public Schools employee retirement system no longer covers three medications to help erectile dysfunction, including Levitra and Cialis. Where do you get this stuff? Kyle Malin's on the other end of our line, and he's the editor of the Mirrors newsletter. Where do you get this stuff, Kyle?
Well, I tell you what, our reporter had to do something after sitting in that hearing on MPSERS for a couple hours today. I'm surprised she made it out alive without her brain turning into sausage.
You know, just reading that, I just read, really? I mean, come on, Jim. Really?
Well, that's kind of why, you know, the teachers and the school employees, you know, have trouble getting some sympathy from those in the private sector. You know, the changes that the legislature is looking at making into the teachers' retirement system are things that have happened in the private sector now for years. I mean, who has a pension now? And yet we're talking about trying to save that pension and not just shutting off the pension system altogether. You know, we're talking about making it active when somebody reaches age 60 as opposed to 65 or 67 when most people retire. You know, and so, you know, and then we put in the quote from the person who's upset that erectile dysfunction pills are no longer covered under MPSERS. And you know, it's hard to get sympathy for that. But yet, you know, school employees have been working, you know, with a goal in mind, you know, like everyone else. You know, they see the golden prize. They say, okay, if I can wait until I'm 55 and, you know, I have this much service, I can get this much multiplier, and then I can retire and I can, you know, I can have this or that. And they have your goal pulled out from under you or delayed 5 years is an annoyance. And that's why we had hundreds of people literally show up at this Senate committee yesterday to complain about the changes that the legislature is looking at making.
Kyle, when we were at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy's policy conference last year, I must have talked to more than 100 people about the bridge. And mm-hmm. In my opinion, and I still stand by this, I believe there is going to be a bridge built between Detroit and Windsor. The more I talk to people about right to work, I think it's going to come to fruition. I cannot get a Republican, I cannot get the governor to tell me, or the governor's office to tell me, that if this legislation was placed on his desk, would he sign it, wouldn't he not sign it? People are running and hiding from this like it's the plague, but I sense there's a push.
Yeah, the right to work thing, you know, the problem is really getting the support of the legislators to really kind of push the nuclear button on, you know, unions and so forth there in Michigan. And I just don't see it, Tony. I mean, maybe not. I mean, not this year. Maybe not next year. You know, it's such a hot issue, and there's Republicans across the state that represent very highly union areas, and if they value their career at all, they wouldn't support it. You know, if it's put on the ballot, you know, maybe over time, maybe 10 years from now, I don't know, maybe. You know, the power of organized labor has diminished, though, and you're right, Tony, on that front, and I could see why you would go in that direction. You know, there's not as many manufacturing jobs, so, you know, the demand for a UAW isn't necessarily there. You know, public employees seem to be like that last kind of strong bastion of unionization, and yet, you know, you see governments in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, even here in Michigan, chipping away at collective bargaining rights and questioning whether we really want that in our public employees. You know, do we really want that, you know, a guaranteed employment with these guaranteed benefits in there? Or should these governments have a lot more flexibility in the packages and the employee level and that kind of stuff so we can cut taxpayer costs, you know? And you know, that there is a movement going in that direction, that's for sure.
A Senate panel has been taking up the bill that would hike up teacher pensions, or at least what teachers pay into that. What's the latest on that story, Kyle?
Well, I think that is you know, and that goes back to the hearing that we were at yesterday, and I think that bill, Senate Bill 1040, is going to move as part of the budget this year that the legislature wants to get done by the end of May, 1st of June. And it's all about controlling costs, and Senator Mark Jansen from Gaines Township there out of south of Grand Rapids has really been plugging away at this and other issues regarding how much school and public employees get paid as part of their compensation. And this is just part of it. It's about controlling costs. They see over $40 billion in unfunded liability going forward. How is that going to be paid for? It's not going to be paid for by an improving stock market, not necessarily in this economy. You can't count on that. And you don't want the benefits to go away because the system's completely crashed. I mean, you don't want that either. So there's only, you know, there's only a few ways to do it. You got to either cut benefits to some extent, or you got to ask people to pay more. And this is kind of a combination of that. And of course, you know, the people in the system don't like it. But if you want that system to exist, unfortunately, those are the economic realities.
All right. What else is the hot topic at the state capitol as we speak?
Well, I think you got to look at what's going to happen with the budget, of course. They want to get that done by June 1st, and, you know, that would be a second year in a row they got it done before the 4th of July, and, you know, that's nothing short of a mini miracle in this town. But really, the differences between the governor's budgets and what the legislature has passed, you know, isn't dramatically different. You know, the legislature wants to change the metrics or the strings that are attached to funding for the local governments and schools and universities and community colleges. In some cases, they want strings at all. I mean, that will be a, you know, a mini back and forth. But as far as the funding levels, the legislature cut a little bit more than, excuse me, the governor did. And that, you know, I see them working somewhere in the middle. I know there's some revenue numbers that have come out that make things look a little better, but you got to wait until the April returns come back to see how much people are paying on their income tax. Now, you know, you got to file, you know, what, next week. So once Treasury gets those numbers in, we'll have a better idea where the state is and whether we can fund things at a better level, like the governor suggested, or we got to make a little cut in some areas like community health, like the legislature wanted.
All right, Kyle, I got about 30 seconds. There's a Republican lawmaker who says 75-plus Democrats are communists. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's a different state. It's not anybody from Michigan who's
right.
Uttering that kind of, you know.
That's in the state of Washington.
Yeah, right. And somebody mentioned that to me. I don't know if that was a joke or somebody's, you know, seriously out of touch. But, I just find that hard to believe that somebody's mind is in that place in, you know, 2012.
All right, Kyle Malin is the editor of the MIRS newsletter. You can go to MIRSnews.com and find out what's happening with the statewide news. So thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Tony.